Hello, Hope-san.
Hi, Chrissy Rios.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing. All right, so let's get this ball rolling because we have shit to do today.
We are busy, ladies.
We are. We're going to taste some whiskeys.
I'm excited.
Is there ever a time we're not excited when we're going to a whiskey tasting?
I know. I was trying to think when was the last time, but it was in October, so it's been a minute.
It has been a while. Well, I think they like kind of cut that stuff out for the holiday season.
Yeah, because no one will show up.
And then they bring it back right after. And our darling, dearest, lovely, lovely friend, Megan, mm-hmm. who works for Standard Proof, has us there as our guests.
Which is awesome. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you, Megan. We love you. That's how I talked to my dog. That was terrible.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Megan.
We love you.
We do love you. So we are headed to that right after this. I mean, it is a hot spring, get out of here, go, because we are running behind because we just got off a long test with the Footlong Pony podcast.
It was a great test, though.
It was. I love them.
If every test could go that well,
they're
it'd be
so
great.
Ridiculous. And you learn something new every time.
We learned a lot of new things.
I gotta be honest. Megan, 3-year-old Megan, what an adventurous soul. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yep.
Caused a whole family to move from one part of the country to the other.
Oh, my God.
Well done, Megan. Well done. Also, I could have put money on it about the corn cob pipe that Nate owns. Just saying.
It's awesome. I love it. I love it.
So we did our final test. We know the sound is working. We are ready to go next week. We will be recording our first collaboration podcast. So excited.
It just makes me so happy.
Too.
We've come so far.
I know. Not even a year old. We're at the 9-month. We're like almost postpartum.
I would have never thought that.
Is that the correct way to say it?
I feel like postpartum would like, be after like, we were born. I mean, like,
I mean,
guess.
Wouldn't we technically? Yeah, we would be because if it's 9 months, mm-hmm. we would have been 9 months like a week ago.
Oh, okay, then yeah, we are in the postpartum.
We're in the poor part too, let me tell you.
We are postpartum.
We're in the poor part of the postpartum. We're not in the best of neighborhoods, but it is what it is. Jesus Christ, we're so messy. It's ridiculous. I can't believe they want to do a podcast with us. They are gluttons. Also, with that being said, this means that tomorrow night, Hope will be sitting down to watch her first 6-hour-long pay-per-view.
Gonna make sure I got lots of snacks.
Do not look away. Anything can happen.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm excited.
We'll see how this goes. I watched SmackDown, and that was not nearly as long as what I'm in.
That's
for
2 hours.
Yeah.
Just multiply
like a fraction.
Times 3, yeah.
So definitely looking forward to this.
It is fun. You'll really like it. I mean, there's always a match or two where you're like, this is so slow. Mm-hmm. Why is this moving so slow? I just get up. If I have to do anything, that's when I do it. When
you
it's
do
a
it
match.
During the slow match.
Then I'm just kind of like, I don't have much interest in this one mm-hmm. for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But when the Rumble comes on, you just don't leave because then the countdown comes and you'll hear the people start counting down when it gets to 10 seconds. And then you'll hear the big buzzer and then you'll see the next person running into the ring. It's insanity. You get 2 Rumbles tomorrow. You're getting something that like 5 years ago we didn't get. Because now they have a women's and a men's.
So basically, I'm in for a 2-fer. Yeah. On my first Royal Rumble.
You're getting
Royal Rumble.
You're getting doubled up on your first one.
Double fisting, double matches, double everything. We're good.
Let it be the gangbang effect.
Oh my God.
30 men in the ring. I mean, it's, yeah.
That's a lot of guys.
Well, some of them won't make it till the very end.
Do they just keep beating the shit out of each other the whole time?
No. So the catch of the Royal Rumble, I mean, yes.
I mean,
no.
It's just 30 guys going in a circle, whoever lasts.
Oh my God, that would be funny. It's like bad musical chairs. No. So how it is that they'll announce. So there's one person who's going to enter the ring first. Okay. And then they'll have the next person come in. Now, these two guys will start going at it.
Mm-hmm.
If the one guy throws the other guy over the rope, anybody who gets thrown over the top rope and their feet hit the ground,
okay.
They're eliminated.
Oh, okay. So
now if
it.
They get thrown over the top, but they land on the mat or their feet don't touch the ground, they are still active in the match.
Okay.
Watch for Kofi because, is Kofi in the tag team? Or I don't know if he's in the Rumble tomorrow. I'll have to double check that. But, well, which this will have already played. So I keep forgetting that you guys are listening to us after the fact. However, if Kofi is in, Kofi is infamous for finding the most bizarre ways to not touch the ground. One time he hopped on a chair. Mm-hmm. Another time he jumped on Biggie. Like, his ways of not touching the ground.
I can't blame him.
Are famous. They're so, like, everybody looks for it because it's always Kofi and it always happens and it's fantastic. So.
As long as he's not on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I predict that tomorrow in the Women's Royal Rumble, you will see a couple people return. One of which I'm very much hoping is not just rumor based and that it is actually true. And I'm going to keep it to myself. I'll tell you offline.
Okay.
Because I don't want to. Yeah, fuck it. So there is, I've heard a little bitty, itty bitty rumor, mm-hmm. not from anybody I know, so it's not inside information, mm-hmm. that Nia might be back tomorrow.
I was going to guess that, be great. I feel like she's been gone for so long.
And she had a bad injury, man. Really bad. So I love her so much.
Yeah.
Like, she's one of my favorite people. I mean, not in the ring as well. She's always been really good to me as a person, you know, one-on-one, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty...
That'd be awesome.
I'm pretty stoked. I'm hoping that it is factual, but I'm not asking anybody.
Because this will be my first time seeing her also.
If she fights. If she does. I think also there may be a return of Ronda Rousey tomorrow. I have a feeling she's been gone for a long time. So
was she also injured?
I don't think so. I think she was just being Ronda. I really don't know. I don't... It's kind of funny. I loved her in MMA. I'm not a big fan of her in WWE. She's just, I don't know. I'm just not the biggest fan. So we'll see how it all plays out. You mm-hmm. and I will have to sit down and go through some picks.
Okay.
Tomorrow early and get them over to the ponies. And when I say early, it's because the show starts at, like, I don't know, 10 a.m. So that's not a fact. But we'll want to make sure we get them to them early. Yeah. And then next week, Nate, by the way, who is throwing it out there, that he's going to make all perfect picks.
Oh, yeah. He was very, very confident on this.
He is out of his damn mind. It is never going to happen.
But in the same sense, it reminds me of you.
Well, I might pick them all right. He will not. I guarantee you that. So, it is kind of like me, isn't it?
It is.
When he said it, I was like, God, that's such a... Oh, I would say that. Like, it was kind of that... All right, Nate. Oh, that sounds exactly like you, you jackass. So with that being said, next week we will have a cocktail for four.
Yes.
Not just a two for next weekend's for four.
Quad.
We will have shots. There will be a game played mm-hmm. with losers taking shots. I Absolutely. Hope they're buying a big bottle because I feel like they're going down hard on the paint next week.
Oh, my God.
Be ready, ponies. Be ready. We're coming for you. Roar. Totally flexed.
She flexed. She flexed.
Like a boss. What else is going on in your week besides our preparation for the ponies?
Well, I participated in Chicago Restaurant Week.
Yay.
With a bunch of old college friends. We try to do it every year. Mm-hmm. We try. It's a mission. We do polls in the group chat and everything. So last night was the night. We tried this place called Bites Asian Bar and Kitchen. It was really good. I think they were a little overwhelmed with the amount of people that were there. But it makes sense because it's restaurant week and yeah. you're on that list. So a meal that I'm sure would have taken maybe an hour total took us like 2.5 hours.
Whoa.
We were there. We were there for quite some time. The reservation was 7:30. We didn't leave till almost 10.
But you waited 2.5 hours for your food?
Like, just the whole process, because it's appetizers, and then you get your first, like, it's a soup, appetizer, and then your meal and dessert.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a whole thing, and it just took a long time. And by the time that finished, then we grabbed a drink at another local bar. And I mean, it was nice. It was great to see everybody. Food was delicious, but it was a little bit longer than I anticipated. But it's all good.
I think, is it a bigger place or a smaller place?
It's actually small.
And that also explains why.
Yeah, and I feel like maybe it could have been an understaffing issue, too. I don't know what the situation was.
I think you're right, more on the overwhelmed.
Yeah. I don't know how many times they've participated in the past. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're fairly new. So, but overall, definitely really good. I would definitely go again, but probably I mean, it might be a different situation because it'll be smaller group and also just not restaurant week.
Right. Right. So. And I think that will eliminate some of the pressure.
Mm-hmm. I also ordered their spicy margarita, which was really, really good. That I had, I've had quite a few, like my share of spicy margaritas. This one was really good.
Was it flavored at all or?
No, just classic spicy lime.
Oh, nice.
With some spice, salted rim, lime was really good.
You know how I love spicy drinks, so I'd have been down for that.
And it was over ice. It wasn't blended.
It was a real margarita.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good.
So. Nice. Anything else?
That's about it. Just trying to stay warm and cozy with all this weird weather going on.
Well, at least we didn't get the snow, they said.
Dude, I am thrilled.
I'm very happy about that.
Very, very, very happy.
My week earlier in the week, I spoke with Fran and Kathy. I got on a call with the two of them from the Real Queens of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, being on the call with them together, we didn't stop laughing.
That's great.
At one point, Fran was like, we should have just hit record and made this a podcast. And I couldn't have agreed with her more. It was so much fun. Just honestly, they're the most down to earth.
Hearth?
You know, it's a place. It's an alternate universe in a comic book world somewhere. They're really down to earth women. And I really enjoyed our conversation. And hopefully we can do a podcast with them as our next collaboration. I think that would be
awesome.
Super fun.
Mm-hmm.
We can even have the cocktail we made for them. Get drunk on those for a little bit. Kathy's a lightweight from what I understand. So she would be drunk if she had one, I think. Because there was a lot of booze in that.
Oh, yeah. There was a ton of booze.
It was a boozy cocktail drink. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully we'll be able to do that. I think we're going to try to do collabs every other month.
Yeah.
So it would be,
March?
No, like April.
April?
Yeah, because we're doing our pony in February.
Oh, yeah, technically it falls, April, yeah.
So we'll see. We'll get back to everybody on that. I have to say I had tremendous feedback after our podcast last week.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the people that reached out, there was nothing negative said.
All love.
I mean, whether it was public, whether it was people saying, you know, go ahead and share my note to you in our story, or people calling me directly or texting me directly or whatever it was. I had so many messages from so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to say thank you to everybody because that was really incredibly difficult to do. And it, albeit as freeing as it was, hope knows the day we released the podcast, I was anxiety ridden because my fear was I had just killed our podcast. And that's how bad the anxiety with it becomes.
Yeah. Although I don't think so. I never thought for a minute that it would have destroyed us.
I understand. But in the moment, I mean, you saw me because you came by me. I was a mess. I was really freaking out that it was a bad idea and just not our format and whatever. But
I'm proud of you. I'm glad you did it.
Thank you. I'm glad I did it too. It feels better. Like today we're going to take pictures and I'm actually happy and excited to take pictures with Megan and, mm-hmm. you know, doing things at the event. I haven't done that since we started doing this pod.
Yeah, it's been an ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm proud of you. I'm happy. You. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm really happy. So
good.
that was kind of a big thing for this week. And then something happened this morning and I thought it was really cool. It was cool enough that I wanted to share it.
Okay.
So I was running around doing errands because we started a little bit later today with the whiskey event.
We flip-flopped, yeah.
And I went into a store, you know how in the overhead they play music?
Yeah.
The song was playing and I was singing it as I was walking through the store because, as you know, I sit at work, I sing. That's what I do. If music's on, I sing it out loud. I don't really care. And I was walking through and this gentleman walks up to me,
mm-hmm.
and he said, "That's what I'm talking about."
Aww.
And I looked at him for a second because I didn't know what, you know, I mean, because I had been so mindlessly singing it. And I looked at him and he smiled and he was a much older. I mean, we're talking getting pretty close to probably his late 70s, 80s.
Okay.
And I looked at him and I smiled because I realized what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my hand on his, like, you know, upper arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, the world would be a better place if everybody just played this song in the morning before they started their day.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, amen. and walked away. Mm-hmm. And it was the most simple and sweet interaction. We ended up at the registers checking out at the same time. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and he said, I want you to know you made my day brighter just because you were who you were in that moment.
That's so sweet.
Oh my gosh, right?
I'm getting like teary-eyed just thinking about that.
Hope, the whole thing, this man will forever be, I will never forget what he looks like. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget, he called me sister twice. Like the way he said it to me, and he was just this, it was just such a warm, genuine, two people meeting in a grocery store moment.
Yeah, I get it. Like, yep. I get the appreciation.
Yep. And the song,
humblingness of it.
Yeah. And the song is playing in my head. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a classic song that, yeah. You know, Dionne Warwick's song has, like, been around, it's probably, like, from the 60s, maybe. Mm-hmm. Could even be older than that. Not 100% sure. It's such a beautiful song. Yeah. Oh, that man and that song will forever be linked in my head. Because, you know, memory music is just such a strong memory. Forever.
It's like Samel.
I can even tell you what he was wearing. I can tell you the color of his cane. That's how emblazed in my head he is right now. The world does need more of that. Really love, is. Sweet love. Aw. That almost made me, that part actually got to me and I lived it. All right. Now we move on to something a little more, a little less comforting. Mr. Peanut died this week.
R.I.P.
What the hell?
Dude, I don't understand it.
What got me is that he was saving Wesley Snipes. There was somebody else too. I forget who was in the commercial. But Mr. Snipes... Hold on, did Mr. Peanut win in the tournament of sex?
I believe he did.
Well, now whoever's banging him in the next round is banging a corpse.
Or they inherited all of his money.
No.
Yeah.
The family would have, not who's going to end up banging him in the tournament of sex.
You never know, maybe he put someone on the side.
He doesn't even know who he'd be competing against yet. I like that you're like giving away Mr. Peanut's money to a rando, but
dude,
still.
You know Mr. Peanut got money.
Dude, rolling in it.
Seriously.
Like salty, just roasted goodness.
Oh, man.
I swear, we're wrong. We're just terrible.
I like
humans.
The honey roasted ones for the record.
Like it a little sticky. A little ooey of the gooey.
Salty and sweet.
That's the way I like it, too. A little more sweet maybe than salty, but whatever.
But yeah, I know. This is really terrible news.
Yeah. So what I understood is that it is the... Super Bowl commercial that's out early. Stop putting the Super Bowl commercials out early.
Yeah, that I disagree with.
What the fuck, dude? Like, I live for that. I mean, I'm a big football fan. You know that. So I get into the game. I will get in this game. Go Chiefs. Take those fucking 49ers down. There's going to be so many 49ers fans right now. They're going to be like, whoa, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of either of your teams. But right now, I'm going Chiefs. I'm sorry.
I'm going Chiefs only because Megan,
I'm going
best
Chiefs
friend,
because they're
there.
The AFC team. And I'm going Chiefs because the 49ers beat the Vikings. I'm not going to go for the team that beat my team. Suck a long one.
Oh, my God.
Just saying how I feel. So, yeah.
But I agree. Don't show me the commercials before Super Bowl. I feel like that's sacrilege, for real.
I don't know why they're doing it. I mean, I don't get it. I just don't get that. It's just dumb to me.
The only time I feel like that's acceptable, and I've seen this, and I'm sure you've seen it, is when they do like a two-parter where they'll release one part of it early, but then you'll get the meaty climax of the commercial during the Super Bowl.
The meaty climax.
I mean, I didn't know how else to say it, but...
I just think all climaxes now going forward should be labeled as meaty climax.
But you get what I'm saying though, right?
I mean, I do.
Chrissy Rios.
Now, this could be, though, what this Mr. Peanut thing is. It
maybe.
Very well could be that where the bus exploded, where you think he's now peanut butter, he's actually not. I mean, they didn't say he's peanut butter, but I assumed.
Creamy.
I mean, I was thinking chunky, but whatever. I mean, he's an older dude. I don't feel like he smoothed out that well. I felt like it had been a little crunchy and like, you
know. I do like crunchy peanut butter.
Me too. It's my favorite. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe the part two comes in, then he emerges from the blaze, you know, victorious.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
I don't know. We'll see. Are you ready to talk about another?
Another RIP moment.
Another little bit of the death moment.
Sure.
So I talked Hope into watching.
Literally, she talked me into this.
Yeah, I did.
You
really
talked me into the OJ thing, too.
Yeah, I pretty much. If there's a murder, I'm talking. That's right. It was football, too. If there's a murder, I'm talking her into it. But it was, there's still some I've told you to watch you haven't watched.
True.
You should watch The Staircase. You haven't done it.
I have to watch that. That was on my list after the OJ Simpson.
And that one's going
to
take you a little longer. It is a bit longer, but worth it.
I hope it's more worth it than the one I just watched.
What I'm going to start, wow, wasn't that bad? What I'm going to start doing, I almost threw something at her. What I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start writing them down, and I'm going to make a list, but I'm going to post the list on our website.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, these are the shows that I've told Hope to watch. Here's what she has watched. There's like 20 shows, and then there's like two she's watched.
True.
It is true.
I'm not going to deny it. I'm not going to deny it. But hold on. You got to give me some bony.
You want me to give you a bone? Wow. Meaty climaxes and a bone. Just give me a bone, dude.
No, but for real. You got to give me some brownie points because I watched American Psycho recently.
Wait a minute. Bone and brownie points are totally so different.
I was thinking brownie points and bonus together. Uh-huh. So bony.
The brownie boner. Give me- Is that what you wanted?
Sure. Anyways, yeah, I watched American Psycho not that long ago, so.
But I've been telling you to watch it for over a year and a half.
I finally fucking watched it.
Oh my God, I didn't realize these had a timeline that I was going to have to adhere.
Okay, anyway,
I give you the credit. You watched it. I'm very glad you watched
it. And
the movie.
I had a bad dream recently with him in it.
Well, you know what? That's part of murder. Once you start numbing yourself to it, you'll stop having so many dreams about it. Seriously. I had a dream about JT the other night. I watched a murder doc before it. I was fine. So, with that being said.
Yes, Chrissy.
By the way, I think that Dave and I have come up with a plan. We're going to go as characters from American Psycho for Halloween. You should do it with us.
What am I going to be? One of his hoes that he kills?
I'm going to be one of his hoes. He's going to go away. He's going to do the white, that clear, the see-through jacket. Yeah. We're going to splatter him with some blood.
Yeah.
Not real, because he's a pussy and he'd freak out about that. But we will, I think I'm going to do, you know, the girl that comes over and she's like trying to find her coke dealer and she's she makes fun of him for listening to Whitney Houston. I think I want to be her. You should go as Reese, his like, where he's trying to break up with her.
Oh.
You don't want to be
she
her?
She's fucking annoying.
Well, who do you want to be? The fucking hooker he kills?
I'd rather be the assistant that he brought in and didn't kill.
Okay, that's fair. You could do that.
Or I wouldn't even mind being the guy that he kills while he plays, Huey Lewis, that I'll never look at the same way again.
It's hip to be square.
I'll like slick my hair back like that with the volume.
You should totally do it.
And suspenders. Isn't and that, everything.
Jared Leto's character?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should totally do it. See, this is going to work. Anyway, we went off topic.
Okay.
But now you know what we're doing for Halloween. You have several months to get your outfit prepared. Make it exact. Mm-hmm. I got to go find all the shit for this chick.
Yeah.
I got the hair already.
What's Stefan going to be though? I can't leave him out. He'll be
let him
off.
Be a hooker. Oh, he could be one of the guys because he
Patrick
could be Bateman had all of those business friends.
Yeah, he'll be a business guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy.
He could be the cop.
Oh yeah,
he could be the cop that was always coming to question him. Oh, that would be so.
Oh
great.
Yeah, it's that dude that
William Dafoe.
Yeah,
Willem Dafoe.
Willem, that guy always plays those fucking characters. And as much as I despise those characters, I love the fact that he's the one playing them because he does it so fucking
I'm
well.
I'm telling you, he does, man. He does it really well. So anyway,
okay, we digress.
Now again. We have all four people have been put in a character spot.
Yes,
we still got to find somebody to be Chrissy though. Christy. I think she was Christy.
I think it was Christy.
Yeah. We have to find somebody to be Christy because you need the one hooker that dies. She was pivotal in that movie.
Yeah.
So we need to find a Christy. We'll find one. We have 9 months to pull this off. I think
postpartum.
Nate, I think postpartum. Get back on track here.
Okay.
So I talked her into watching the Aaron Hernandez documentary. I'm so proud that you did it so fast.
Yeah, I was up till 2:30 in the
morning.
Well,
yeah, the pressure was on, but you had all week.
I did.
That was on you.
Yeah.
I gave you the whole week to watch 3 episodes.
Classic procrastinator.
And then here we are, 2:30 in the morning.
I don't regret it, though.
So what were you going to say about the opening?
Okay.
The intro.
So let me start off by saying, why the fuck does it look like a James Bond movie?
James Bond, I didn't think so at all. All I ever heard was the Disney music.
Really?
Yeah. If you listen, it sounds very fairy tale.
To me, like, the graphics, the way they, like, faded into each other, it was, like, the sexy, like, very mysterious thing. And I'm like, no, this is not what it should be.
Well, first off, every time I heard it, I heard the Disney kind of, like, magical, like, this is a dream.
okay,
fantasy thing. And I was just like, well, this seems very disturbing as the music, considering this was probably a nightmare for most people. But okay, this is your choice. I will say, okay, there. So aside from the intro, so I saw a meme the other day and I was like, well, okay, it's true. There were like six people in this meme, mm-hmm. six different guys. Aaron Hernandez was one of them. You know that the show You that I've also told you to watch?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You still haven't watched. Now they're in season two.
Yeah, I know.
He was on there, and there was a couple other like
killers,
murderers per se. Yeah, and it said Netflix making shows for women, so that making shows telling women it's okay to be with dysfunctional men, right? And there was this thing, and then there was another one where this woman, they're talking about Aaron Hernandez, psycho killer, and then Eminem thing, but yeah, but he's cute though. And
oh, I was my like, God. Wait.
And I was looking at the picture. I was like, well, he was kind of cute.
He was very handsome.
He was damn good looking guy.
And his dad was handsome too, way back when.
Yeah, I mean, no, he was. I mean, but the only thing I thought that was wrong with Aaron, okay, besides the fact that he murdered people. I mean, I didn't know he was murdering people at the time.
It's like this Ted Bundy thing with Zac Efron all over again.
Oh, he was fucking hot. You're going to tell me you did not think Zac Efron was hot as Ted Bundy.
He's hot, but I also realized that's fucking Ted Bundy. Like, he's killing lots of fucking people.
I mean, I'll be honest. I thought Ted Bundy was good looking.
Yeah, he was. He's charming. That was the allure. That's why so many women were just like, yeah, Ted, yeah, come over. And then he fucking killed them. So... I really think that was his way in, was his looks.
It totally was. I mean, that, and he was very charming. Oh, my God. There's another show I saw. There was another guy who, and also very good-looking guy, charming, super suave, right? Mm-hmm. He was on the dating game, and he was also a fucking murderer. He was murdering people all over the place.
Insane.
I got to send you that one, too.
Oh, my God.
It's not on Netflix. It was on Reels. Reels, like, gets all those murder shows, too. They've got an Aaron Hernandez version called The Killing Fields. What a fucking name.
Wow.
How brilliant. Anyway.
Getting back to it, though.
Okay, here's my two things. One.
Okay.
Yes, Aaron Hernandez was hot, but he was a Patriot, so that was his downfall. Made him unfuckable. So.
Okay.
But aside from that. Let's talk about the girlfriend.
Oh, I have some things to say.
How in the fucking highest of the holy fucks did this chick not get arrested for accessory to fucking murder? She's walking out holding a gun case and she's saying, I don't know what that is. And then when she said she removed it, you immediately became an accessory to murder. Mm-hmm. The other thing, when he's holding the black gun and they're zooming in. What is that? It's a black blob.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Stop.
I honestly thought about it and I was like, that is someone's real ride or die. That is a ride or die. Seriously.
Oh, no. She's the definition. You look it up, she's there.
Her picture's right there. I honestly, the funny thing is, way before I've started watching these weird murder, crazy shows, whatever you want to call it, Stefan has always asked me, he's like, if I kill someone and I go to jail, you're going to stand by me? And I said, hell no. Peace out. I said, you know what you did.
You know what you did. Standing in the courtroom. You know what you did.
The fact that she stood by him through the whole fucking thing and didn't think anything, didn't even think twice that he might have done it. At least it didn't come off that way.
I'm sure she knew he did.
But
that,
I was
dude.
Just like.
Because she even sometimes you could get that from their conversations on the phone, that she was always hiding shit and cleaning up his messes.
I feel like that came towards maybe episode 2 out of the 3, where I think it became visible that she was a little bit more in tune with the fact that, like, yeah, I don't know if they weren't married, were
Mm-mm.
they?
Mm-mm.
I think she finally was like, yeah, he did it, you know, but I'm not going to say anything.
She was never going to say anything.
Well, I think about his cousin, too. Woman went to jail because she didn't want to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. What's funny, too, is I remember quite a bit of this. Then and of course, to be honest with you, kind of thought it wasn't. I'll admit I didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
In the very beginning, I didn't believe it. And then, of course, as, you know, things presented themselves, I was like, oh, shit, man, I guess he really did do this. I had not heard about the other two murders at all.
Neither did I.
He fell off the map hard because the big one was sensationalized.
Mm-hmm.
The second set of buns, they just didn't. They just didn't.
But they didn't find him guilty of that.
No, he had a way better lawyer.
Which
though.
I was like, whoa. I was like, how does he get away with such a thing if that car was sitting in his cousin's garage for like 2 years without being used?
The problem is, though, is, man, like, it's really hard. If you put shadow of doubt in those things and that is how you convict somebody, it's hard, dude.
I was just, some of the details I was just baffled by.
Dude, come
baffled.
On.
Baffled.
Fucking OJ walked. Nobody had more fucking dead to right on their murder shit than he did.
I remember watching
but that. But I mean, the lawyer difference, too, was very dramatic that for Aaron Hernandez, first trial versus second. Anyway.
Yeah.
I was really glad you watched it. And now I'm introducing you to more murder shows as we go because it's time.
It's time.
You're now broken in. I feel like that was a baby one to go in on, too. Nice, light, and easy.
Yeah, 3 1-hour episodes. It was good. I will say, just to end it, but in the last episode where they did the autopsy of his brain, pretty crazy shit.
So I will say this, Hope, and I've told you this before, CTE is really scary to me. And
that it is.
Frightening as fuck for me because I've had over 5 concussions in my life.
But once I watched this episode, I was curious and I looked online for more information. And then when they had the doctor do the autopsy and then explain, I was just like, fuck, dude. Like the comparison of brains of a normal person that's not in contact sports versus his brain was intense.
And the funny thing, too, is they say that it's not even football contact. It is concussions, right? Yeah. There's a movie with Will Smith. Did you see that?
I haven't seen it.
It's called Concussion, I believe is the name of it. Oh, my God. I watched that on a flight back from L.A. to Chicago. I've never been more terrified. A friend of mine had told me, don't watch that. Don't watch it. Just don't watch it. And I was like, why not?
Yeah.
And he was adamant about it. And he's like, I'm not going to watch it either. Don't watch it. We shouldn't watch this. And I was like, okay. I was on the flight home. Yeah. So I was just like, fucking, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
And small part of me, which is wishes sort of that I hadn't, because when you know the numbers and then you know the statistics and you do see things that are starting to correlate, it scares you.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
So anyway, let's move on. All right. Today. Well, Saturday, the 25th, today, is National Irish Coffee Day.
My favorite kind of day.
God damn, dude. It could not have fallen on a better day.
Perfect.
When I saw that the other day, I thought, there it is. There's our drink of the week right there. So we will be posting this after this pod on Saturday, the 25th. So if you're looking for the drink of the week episode or recipe, rather, go back to our Instagram and take a look. It will be posted today.
Yeah.
Which will be 4 days ago.
Trying to backtrack.
It's always like being in the future and being present, being in the future and being present, and then going backwards and past, future, past.
Getting too excited.
I am, man. It's because I want to go to this whiskey thing. I want to go. All right. Drink of the week is made the Irish coffee. We did it traditional style, like real Irish coffee. So we used 4 ounces of super strong coffee. 1.5 ounces, maybe a little bit more, of proper 12 Irish whiskey.
Yes.
Cheers to Mr. McGregor for winning his fight last week.
Cheers.
2 teaspoons of brown sugar and then 1 ounce of heavy cream. And then you whip it up and you put it on the top of your cup. And we poured a little bit into our coffee, too. So, and I hand whipped it. Hand whipped it fresh.
I'm sure a lot of people would like hand whipped fresh.
That's way.
Hand it.
Hand it.
I swear I can't get the words out of my mouth today.
It's okay. It happens. Happens to me every week. This is just not my, it's your week,
it's
I guess.
It's my week. It's my turn. I almost spilled the coffee.
I know. You are me today with it, really, when you think about
it. Flip-flop big time. Freaky Friday.
Sometimes it happens. So when this podcast does come out, it will be Wednesday, January 29th. Today, that's for you people listening. Or yesterday, if you listen on Thursday. You know, just the 29th.
Yes.
The sipping around timelines is starting to make me crazier than usual. It will be 1 month until the leap year. Mm-hmm. Exactly to the date. So, I have a little thing I'd like to present that we're going to do. And we encourage you guys to do with us.
Absolutely.
And we want to know what your thing is. So we're going to post it up. We're going to do it in story and we're going to do it in Instagram, mm-hmm. Twitter, Facebook, etc. This is your one day to be extra. An extra day to be extra. Hope just threw her hand up in the air being as extra as can be. All right. With that said, since you get that one day.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're going to do? What's your one extra thing?
Yes, I do.
And being extra, wait, not like one extra thing, like I'm just going to get an extra cup of coffee. No. Like your extra thing is something extra, like something above and beyond.
Something you don't do every day.
Yeah. Something you do every day. You don't do almost, you don't do every year. Fuck. This is leap year. You don't do it until it's every 4 years.
Every 4 years.
But I mean, you can be a little bit more realistic. Whatever. You get the idea. What are you thinking you're going to do?
I think I'm going to go get a piercing.
Where?
My ears.
Oh.
Yeah. Nothing crazy.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's not bad. Where do you think you're going to get it?
If I get it, I might get like one on, I had two on this ear, mm-hmm. on my left ear, but one of the holes closed because it just was irritated all the time. Go figure. They were like right next to each other. And I'm like, how is one hole okay and one hole isn't?
Oh my God. There's so many things I could say right now. One hole was close to the other clothing. Wait, Chloe. Your one hole was close to the other hole, but the one hole got irritated. So it closed up, but the other one stayed wide open.
Yeah.
That's porn that writes itself. I'm just saying.
So I think I'm going to get one hole where in a similar area of the first one that closed. And then maybe one that's like closer to my lobe area.
So
like,
if you do it though, you got to do it on the 29th.
No, I'm aware.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like this.
And I think my sister's going to go with me.
Very cool.
So.
I'm going to get a little tattoo.
A tiny tattoo?
Yeah, not too tiny. I'm going to get the Quinn Star.
You've been talking about that for a while.
Wanted it for a while, so it's time.
It's time.
And I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, Leap Year falls on the same day as C2E2.
I think so.
I can't remember when C2, well, it wouldn't be too hard to do. I want to see because I can't remember what days. No, we're clear because, oh no, it does. It falls right on the Saturday of C2E2. We would have to do it one of two ways. We'd either have to cheat a little bit.
Do it the day before.
And do it the day before. And then we would have it C2E2 live for the show. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Unless we went after midnight. Technically, it would be leap year.
Yeah.
I think we should do that. Yeah. Because then it'll be leap year and we can do it that way.
Yeah.
Are you ready? We're going to play Never Have I Ever.
Yes.
Okay. We've got our little cards. And then basically whoever has the most is going to do a shot.
Sounds good to me.
And we've got the proper on the table. So we're ready to go.
Chug it.
All right. So I'll do one. You do one. We're going to go five cards each.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Have you ever fallen down the stairs at a party?
Yes.
Yes. Me too.
Okay. Have you ever dressed up your pet for Halloween?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you? Oh, yeah, yes. Have you ever done a walk of shame in a Halloween costume? How the fuck did we both get Halloween, by the way?
Because we talked about it.
That's right. We wished it into existence. That is weird as fuck. So, yes, I have. Have you? In a Halloween costume walk of shame?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
So, now, right now, I'm up one. Yeah. Okay.
Have you ever hooked up with a local while traveling?
Yes.
No.
God damn it. I guarantee you we've both done this. Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, go.
Have you ever smoked weed out of an apple? I have not. Yet.
I have not. Have you ever hitchhiked? I have not.
No. Have you ever eaten your roommate's leftovers and lied about it?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've done this. Have you? This is my last one. Have you ever had breakup sex? Yes.
No.
No? Mm-mm. No way.
It's over.
I've definitely done breakup sex.
I've never done it, but I'll say to that thought, after an argument, yes. Like a big-ass argument.
Yeah, but that's kind of like, did you say you were breaking up?
No.
No, then no, it's not breakup sex.
Okay, never mind. Have you ever gone through a significant other's phone?
You know the moment where you know you've got to admit to something you don't want to admit to?
Yeah.
We've all done
it. I've glanced.
Yeah, same.
I haven't really, like, I've never been the type of person to, like, really go through anything. But I've glanced.
I've glanced. You're more of a scope people out than I am. You know how I feel about that. Like, you're right away Googling them. Fucking, you want to know their name, their occupation, what school they go to, what was their first fucking dog that they buried. Like, you're in it. Mia, you're like, did you look them up? Nah, man, it's cool.
Guess what? I'll never end up with a Ted Bundy or Aaron Hernandez.
Well, you know, if they look like Ted Bundy or Aaron Hernandez, fuck it then. It is what it is, Hope. I'm pretty sure we already know I have to take the shot.
All right.
Because I had how many? 3 cards? More?
I need more.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to take the shot. We're going to get on out of here, so I'm just going to take it as we hit the credits to roll.
Sounds good.
Make sure you give us a follow on Instagram, Twitter, and or Facebook. Take a second to head over to Apple Podcasts and rate us, review us, subscribe wherever you are. If you listen on Spotify, hit that follow button. And is there anything else? Check out our website. Drink of the Week is up. We're going to start putting up little things like my movie list for Hope that she does not ever watch. It'll be a nice list for her to remind her. And with that, I think we're out of here.
Peace.